I heard about the SEAL team when I was in high school. There was a guy that was a friend of my brother's. He's kind of a mentor, and he had joined the Navy. And, you know, I looked up to that guy, and he would come home on leave every now and then and tell me, you know, all the exciting things he'd been doing, and he was a SEAL. I just thought that was the coolest thing in the world. Right when you get to Buds to be a SEAL, one of the first things you see is this round sign that says the only easy day was yesterday, which really paints the picture of every day in training. It's so hard that, you know, it's pretty clear the only easy day was yesterday. But going through that training gave me the confidence to make it through. A lot of guys say you're at the tip of the spear, you know, and we're at the very front of this thing driving in whatever direction we're going. So I'm, you know, really, really fortunate to be a part of that. I want to enjoy life every minute. I mean, when I get up in the morning, you know, I want to go. I want to get out there and live my life. I'm in that process right now, looking at where am I going to go next. You know, I tell, hey, I'm ready. You know, I just did an Ironman. I'm ready to put the gear on and hit it again. I'll use another race or a smaller race to implement a training day of all those events. Or some of us will just to get together and we'll do, you know, like a 2-mile swim. Jump out, get on the bikes, do a 60-mile bike ride, and get off the bikes and do a 10-12-mile run. And that'll be like an all-three training day, but rarely will I do that, maybe once every 2 or 3 weeks. If I look at an event, I control my training and control my diet and control as much as I can. And when I get there, then I've done what I could. So I'm training to stay ahead of all these young guys and to show them how this is a lifestyle and how you can do this for so many years and still, you know, maintain being physically harder, mentally tougher than most of these 18, 19-year-old guys. And there's nothing more exhilarating than looking back and seeing 25% of those guys are with you, and the other guys are back, way back, because they can't keep up with the 42-year-old Master Chief. I want to be up there in front. I want to be in the front of the pack. I want to be in the top 10 if I can be, or, you know, the top, you know, I'd obviously love to win. So that's why I train. I want to be up there in the front. I have to have something else to replace that energy and drive and that level of excitement that I'm always pursuing, or that kind of pursuit of excellence. And the only thing I try to project that towards is getting across that finish line. As soon as I crossed that finish line, I started thinking what I could have done better. And to me, that's refinement. You know, and that's kind of how it is in whatever I do. I feel a great sense of having a purposeful life. I'm very, very fortunate to be a part of that. Paul Tharp, United States Navy.